This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from ABC News. Mason Leith has the byline, the headline.
Wait, ABC News?
ABC
oh,
News.
Oh, boy.
Drunk raccoon found passed out in liquor store bathroom. The raccoon was released back into the wild after sobering up.
We got ourselves a raccoon drunk tank back there. Put him in there and let him learn his life. He's gonna hurt tomorrow. So just make sure you talk quietly in front of the raccoon.
Do you give a raccoon a hair of the dog?
You give a raccoon a hair of the squirrel.
That's what you
give. I don't know what that means, but it's just what you do.
It's what you do. One Virginia liquor store had an unusual patron over the weekend. An inebriated raccoon found passed out in the bathroom.
There's a picture.
There is a picture of this poor little raccoon splooted right next to the toilet, face down.
Hold my fur!
Hanover County Animal Protection Shelter says authorities found the raccoon collapsed in the bathroom of the Ashland ABC store Saturday morning after the furry burglar drank multiple types of alcohol.
How?
The gin and the whiskeys were
the
all
thumbs.
on the lowest shelf.
Yeah.
Officials say when they found him, they took the, quote, very intoxicated raccoon back to the shelter to sober up before releasing him back into the wild. After a few hours of sleep and zero signs of injury, other than possibly a hangover and poor life choices.
And questionable text messages. Oh, my God. We've all been there.
Drunk texting. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
After sobering up, he was released.
Still love you, Linda.
Safely back to the wild. Hopefully, having learned, breaking and entering is never the answer.
No, man. I'll just buy you some alcohol if you want. I mean, I don't know if he's of age. I mean, that's the other question. I'm not going to buy an underage raccoon.
It doesn't say how the raccoon got in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not quite sure what the break-in involved. Maybe somebody just left the door open at some point.
Someone's getting fired.
Oh, big time.
Oh, man.
But if you would like to see photo evidence of this poor little raccoon right next to the toilet, you wonder if he's done this before.
Well, I mean, like when they were taking it back to the drunk tank, it was like, I love you, man. You're so good. You do understand. I heard a lady today say, find some joy and spread. That's what I'm doing right now. You're great. You are so amazing.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.